It's that time of the year where all the spirits come out to play, where terror grips the streets and your darkest fears come to life. Pull in close as we journey through the darkness into the realms of the Monster Cast.
And hello everyone out there in podcast land. Welcome back to the Front Row Podcast, the podcast for people who actually like movies here on NPR Illinois. I'm Jeremy Getman, the editor-in-chief. And of course, if you're listening to my voice in October, that means you are listening to Monster Cast here on NPR Illinois. Monster Cast Month, where everything is creepy and crawly. And we have a great, really fun special episode for you today. A big part of what we do on Monster Cast every year is highlighting horror shorts, because we love horror short films here. And Hulu has been very, very good about this the past couple of years, doing a short film festival called Huluween. And of course, last year we did our rankings in the year before. And last year, our top film was a film called Hidden Mother. And we are joined right now by the director and writer of Hidden Mother, Mr. Josh Erkman. Josh, thank you for joining us here on the podcast.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I got to say, man, Hidden Mother, you know, it was one of the six chosen short films last year in the Huluween Film Festival. And actually, I think there were eight last year, if I remember right. But we, my wife and I always rank these, and we just were absolutely terrified by this one. Talk to us a little bit. And for those who might not have seen it, this is just a very basic rundown here. A grieving mother of one who has lost her husband or boyfriend, we assume husband. She is given a gift by her sister one night of a picture, an old Victorian looking picture of a hidden mother, which is something that they used to do in the Victorian age to get babies to stand still long enough to take photos. They would drape the mother in this black cloth. And haunting stuff ensues. I don't want to give too much away. I don't want to give too much more away there. But Josh, talk to us about Hidden Mother here. How did you come to this story? Is this something that you knew about before, or did you hear from a friend? Like, how did this come to be?
Yeah. So, I mean, much like you and your wife, my girlfriend and I are into all sorts of spooky things. And she had actually come across them some years ago. And we had collected a couple of them. And so I was familiar with them. And when I had the opportunity to work on the Huluween project, I was like, man, what would make a great little short film? You know, something that maybe you haven't seen before. And it was actually her suggestion, like, well, what if you did a thing with like these hidden mother photos? Well, I can't take full credit for it. But I was like, oh, you know what? That's actually pretty cool. So, you know, I'm a big photography buff. And so it was just like a perfect marriage between like my love for photography and for, you know, things spooky. So that was really the impetus behind, you know, the little seed that birthed the Hidden Mother.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're playing with a lot of things. I mean, because like, first of all, like Victorian photos are just inherently already creepy, right? Like all old time photos, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, it's just like, not only do you have, you know, because of the technology at the time, you know, people had to stand still, but you get these like weird aberrations with that are inherent in the lenses that they use, or just motion blur because, you know, they didn't have as fast a film at the time. And they just dressed cooler. So, so you couple all of that stuff together with black and white. And I think that, you know, there's something really eerie to that. And I think that's kind of why that aesthetic, you kind of see it pop up time and time again in horror films. I mean, it's a quintessential like gothic horror look. So, I mean, that's something that was kind of fun to play in that space, but in like a modern setting.
Yeah. So, I mean, even aside from the monster aspect of this, which I'm definitely going to want to talk to you about because I love like lore that just like comes out of nowhere, you know, like made up lore like this. But you're playing with a lot of also just kind of real life deep seated fears, you know, as a father of two, you know, the safety of your children, especially when they're sleeping, the thought of losing your spouse and being on your own and being a single parent. How much did that inform how you wrote and went about filming this short here?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I mean, it was really kind of like, you know, looking at it where I was really interested in the relationship between these two sisters.
Yeah, too. Yeah, yeah. So
it was like, you know, I think for me, I kind of identified with Mia, the younger sister, and being like, what I find interesting is maybe not what, you know, the rest right. of my family finds interesting, or what I find to be special and unique isn't maybe what the rest of my family finds to be unique. So I really like this idea of these kind of like two opposite worlds, but yet they're brought together by this tragedy that, and they're still there for each other, mm-hmm. but it all obviously goes horribly wrong. So
yeah, I imagine Mia was I don't know if she'd even know, but she might feel bad if you ever figured it out.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. No, you're right. Like, I love the interplay there, because there's still also that just like little back and forth tension of just like, oh, that's creepy. Like, oh, you don't like it. Like, you know, and that's like such right. a sibling thing, you know?
Totally. Yeah. No, I mean, it's just like, you know, if you were to go into my bedroom or my office right now, which we're in, mm-hmm. you know, and compare that to my siblings' workspace, I think that they would be significantly different.
Yeah, exactly. Mine is way different from all my siblings. So, you know, as I said, like, this is essentially a monster story, you know, a ghost or some kind of monster. I would call it a monster story, because this is something that I never even thought would, you know, like, I didn't know that this thing was there. But then when it actually manifests itself in the story, it is terrifying, and it's very unique and such. And so, you know, were you going for kind of like, did you want it to look ghostly? Did you want it to look more like a monster? Well, like, how did you go about the look of the Hidden Mother itself?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. So I work with, we just finished a music video together. I work with a special effects team called Russell Effects, Josh and Sierra Russell. And they've worked on a number of horror films, and they're based here in Los Angeles. And we, you know, I met them initially when I was part of the Shudder Labs, which was a program that Shudder, the streaming service, had.
Yeah, yeah.
They were, you know, sort of gave an opportunity to a select group of filmmakers to kind of help them, shepherd them in their, you know, burgeoning careers as horror filmmakers. And I developed a kinship with them, and, you know, we've worked on a number of projects together. And so, just like with any project, I sit down with them and I go, hey, this is sort of what I'm thinking. What do you guys think? And they kind of bounce back some ideas to me. And initially, it was more of, I'm trying to think of the best way to put it. I would say like maybe like an older, ancient kind of, like an ancient mummy kind
of. Yeah.
and that was maybe a bit too much. And so we kind of just refined, you know, what the look would be. And we got a great performer to play the role of the Hidden Mother. And so that's all makeup appliance on her face.
Yeah,
and
I was wondering that, if that was practical, if there was some special effects going on there.
It is all practical. There wasn't any
wow.
digital, you know, tomfoolery on that particular, on the shot of the Hidden Mother. So it's all practical makeup effects, which, you know, anytime, you know, I go down this road on any of the projects, is like, as much as we can do in camera, you know, that's going to yield the best results, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to give a very quick spoiler warning to anybody still listening, because I have to ask you about the last shot of this short here, just because it's incredibly bold to end the short this way. I know we're talking in the horror genre, but, you know, a lot of times people still like the horror ending to be somewhat happy, you know, which always kind of, you know, irks me a little bit. I'm like, you realize what genre you're watching. You know, you're watching horrific things, but that's kind of an innate human nature, right? You want good to ultimately triumph over evil. But, you know, and again, spoiler warning, people, but the last shot of the child, now the second child in the photo there, clearly being taken into the Hidden Mother's world there. Did you have any trepidation about going that dark with the ending of this? And, you know, like, what are your just personal thoughts on what people should walk away from with that final shot?
Yeah, absolutely not. I honestly, yeah. no trepidation whatsoever. I mean, it's really a situation too, where I think it's just something that I gravitate towards in terms of like taste level, or just what I'm interested in and other work that I've done is, and just the movies that I like. You know, I think there's something to be said about like fully embracing that. And, you know, sometimes it might be a dour ending, but I feel like if I look back on other films that have really resonated with me, you know, they're maybe not the most uplifting
right?
you know, final shot or final scene. But I don't know what that has to say about me. But I think that really, you know, I guess it worked in that regard, and that it's like really, you know, that it's stuck with you and other people that I think that have seen the short, that, you know, rather than, oh, okay, everything's hunky dory. You know, I think it's nice when you have the freedom to play within, you know, the construct of horror as a genre that, I don't know, I really like it when it gets really bleak. So
yeah, no, well, I mean, that, and it's fun to explore that, because, you know, I always say, when people ask me, why do you love horror films so much? And it's just like, it's kind of this cathartic release. Everybody likes that kind of, people like that idea of being scared. They like that feeling, that adrenaline rush, but you need it in that safe environment. So that's why I love it. I mean, do you see the merit of that?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. You know, and I think it's also a thing too, where, I'm not saying, I mean, there's a darkness in the real world. I mean, yeah. and obviously, I think that's not something to just shy away from.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. So, I just want to get your thoughts here though. Like, obviously you've directed other shorts, as well before. Do you generally like that form of the storytelling medium in movies? You know, like, cause personally I love shorts. I think that they're able to just really kind of condense the raw idea of something and just communicate it effectively without, you know, a ton of unnecessary stuff. So what do you think about the shorts, and specifically horror shorts like that?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's something that I think a lot of people maybe don't necessarily realize is as challenging as it can be to have a really effective horror short. You know, it's like when I did the first one that was on like legitimate scale, I would say about like 5 years ago, you know, it was, I had an idea and it was really kind of set up to be part of, I think this is something that happens a lot. It's like, oh, it's going to be used as like a way to sell a feature idea or, mm-hmm. you know, something like that. And I would say what I've since done on all the subsequent shorts that I've done after that one, which has now been like three and a bunch of music videos, is that I really like the idea of embracing the short. And it's not just like this sort of marketing tool that I think a lot of people can kind of, you know, look at it as. And it's just like, you know, there's something about the art form of that runtime and constructing a story within that runtime. It is really challenging because, you know, there's no money in these shorts in terms of like, you know, it's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to kind of get these projects together and get them going. But I've come to really like it, but also very much, you know, ready to do something in long form.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, as we are in MonsterCast month here, obviously we love to get people's recommendations, especially people who live and make the genre like this. So what are some horror films that you said you resonate with there? What would you recommend to people for the month of October?
Oh man, you're putting me on the spot here.
I know, right?
I could give you a really long list. I would say ones that come to mind for me that, you know, maybe, I don't know, The Changeling George C. Scott is a film that has definitely always kind of stuck with me. And that, again, is also a movie about grief and loss and, mm-hmm. you know, ghosts and that, The Legend of Hell House, with Roddy McDowall, is another one that, you know, is super effective. And, you know, and these are, you know, older movies, of course, but, I mean, both of those movies have really kind of like, you know, like stuck with me in terms of like how they've been able to, I mean, there's some scenes in those movies that are so effective, and that just will always stay with me. I would say the third Exorcist film is another one.
Yeah, that one is so underrated, man. People don't really understand how good that movie is.
Yeah, again, another George C. Scott one. Maybe I just am like a big George C. Scott fan, well, which I am. But, you know, I think that that's one, of course. You know, and I would say Strangers from a couple years back, a home invasion movie is another one that is just like, you know.
Still one of the scariest lines I've ever heard in a movie, which is that at the end there, because you were home. And I was like, that might be the scariest line I've ever heard in a horror movie.
Exactly. Oh, no. And it's so effective in everything it does. Those would be ones that, you know, I think, you know, kind of come, and I would say like are legitimately like scary. Mm-hmm. I was just talking with somebody about this and they were just like, well, when was the last time you were actually scared in a movie? And, you know, I watch a lot of horror movies and, you know, I'm a grown man. And so it's also like, it's a little hard to, you know, actually get legitimately scared, but I keep kind of coming back to Strangers. Parts of The Descent, the
absolutely,
that also is just like racked with so much tension and terror, and you know, you know the monsters that are in the cave are, you know,
oh yeah, they're kind of like the secondary fear there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so those would be a couple that, you know, I would definitely say are some of my favorite ones.
Fantastic choices. Cosine from the Monster Cast host there. Josh, this has been so fantastic here. What are you working on now? Where can people find you online? Just open platform. Tell people how they can find your work.
Yeah, well, right now, actually, I'm in the process of finishing a music video for a band called Fuzz. And that is going to be coming out in the next week or so. And the song's called Mirror. It's off their upcoming record on In the Red Records. And another music video for them. It's a live video also coming out in a couple weeks. And then another music video for, actually, I play in music as well. So I have a video for the band that I'm in, which is something that kind of gives me the willies saying out loud. But that is happening. And I've just been working on developing a couple of feature projects and television projects. So that stuff is hopefully something exciting soon will happen with those projects.
Well, again, Josh, thank you so much. If you guys haven't seen it, Hidden Mother, I believe it's on YouTube. It's still on Hulu, I think, as well. Just absolutely go watch it and go watch all the horror shorts, man. Horror shorts are just the absolute best. So, again, thank you very much, Josh Erkman, for joining us here on the Front Row on NPR Illinois.
All right. Thank you.